Yes. Peace, YouTube. What it do? Welcome back to the Don Coin D-Week and Hippie Show. This should be episode... Damn, Split, what episode is this, bro?
I don't think we're at 305 yet.
So this should like be 0403. 303 or 304?
It's 300 to continue.
You know what I mean? Tune in. This bitch, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Don Coin. Shout out to Choon Choon. We are your hosts for the Don Coin D-Week and Hippie Show.
It was Split from the Spot. Was good, Hank.
You already know what time it is. And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course. And we back at it with a brand new episode. Good morning. If you watching this in the morning, good evening or good night. You know what
Happy
I mean?
Black Friday, y'all. Right after the Thanksgivings.
Shit is crazy over there. I hope everybody had a good holidays. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's Thanksgiving went well. You know what I'm saying? You know we don't play them white man games
when,
over here.
When y'all watching this, I hope y'all enjoying y'all weekend. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact. But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was cool. No moving around. No time with the family. Not as much family as I would want to, but you feel me? Shout out to the main ones. You feel me? Shout out to the fam. Fuego, got you.
Yeah, shout out to the family, man. I spent the day in the crib. Not too much family came through for me type shit. It was just me and moms, and then mom stepped out. She went to her friend's crib. But shout out to the plates that I did go outside to get, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't go for no plates. I appreciate the people that invited me over, and I ain't go over there, but I love y'all though, you feel me? I ain't feel like popping out.
I told you I was gonna be on my Keith Lee shit, so I definitely had to pop out. So I made a stop or two, you know what I'm saying? Then somebody dropped something off for me as well. Shout out to y'all. But Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. Like I told you on a couple episodes ago, like, it used to be one of my favorite holidays, but it kind of died down for me, you know what I mean? But
still cool though. Still wild.
Yeah, but we back at it, man.
The stuffing was lit, you heard?
I want to say thank you to everybody, man, because to be honest, Spliff, we've been getting a lot of consistent, like, views lately, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, shout out to the people that tune in. I was about to say that too. Fuck the haters, but shout out to the supporters.
But most of them not subscribed. That's the shit that's throwing me off.
It be like that. Sometimes, but we got them watching.
That's kind of like the win, you feel me? When it's in this 2-3 minute frame right here, I want to say thank you to them. And if y'all do
subscribe,
if y'all do keep fucking with it, subscribe. We got some shit coming. You know what I'm saying? We got me and Spliff really been hitting the fucking.
Yeah, the powwow meeting's been working. You feel me?
For real, we trying to get some shit.
Should be no different. I'm gonna keep it a band, right? Like, we do this shit a lot, right? Not like maybe more than a couple people, but we do it where you can't say you missing an episode. We got an episode every week, right? Mm-hmm. 2-3 episodes, shorts, all type shit, right? So like, my thing is, subscribe, y'all. Press the fucking button. We here doing this shit. If y'all want to see some better shit, some other shit, we still down to do shit that y'all want to see here. Listen, so if y'all got anyone that y'all want to be on the show to, you know, converse with us and all that, let us know what y'all think and shit like that, y'all.
But they might not be hip to the pod yet. Put them on to the pod. Be like, yo, I watch this. I would like it if y'all would go on the pod. You know what I'm saying? That'll help us. That'll help y'all. You know what I'm saying? It'll be something that y'all guys like. So, again, shout out to everybody, man. But we back at it. We here, Spliff, in the studio. You know what I mean? How you feeling? You already said how you feeling. But you said how Thanksgiving was. My Thanksgiving was cool. So, now we looking for Christmas coming up, right? That's my holiday.
So this episode 303?
Something like that. It should be, bro.
I think it's 303. Because remember, the other shit was a part 2, Joe.
Yeah. This episode 303. 303? That's a number for you?
Yo, peep this, though, right? You didn't like to do the shit in parts, right? But don't you kind of see how the second part of the shit is getting more views than the first part?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at that shit weird, like, is niggas clicking on it, thinking they're going back to the episode, the shit they was watching before, trying to finish off? I was just like, fuck it, it's a part 2. They probably turned crazy on this one.
Yeah.
Then, you feel me?
I think it's because when I got the idea.
Yo, great boss thinking, like, I appreciate
it. Yeah, I ain't want us to keep stretching for Rick Pauls. When I got the idea for my younger brother to do the description with the timestamps and everything, mm-hmm. I think people go to that first. Mm-hmm. So when you click on a video, you click the description just to see, oh, do they got it timestamped? And then the first one was like intro, the mental health, and the Snoop Dogg shit.
Yeah.
And then the second half was the Drewski, the Will Smith, the, you know what I'm saying? So question. Niggas is like, okay, here we go, the heat.
quick question to ask real quick, right? Yo, you be looking at the analytics. Do you peep this shit saying like you know when to do that little dumb shit where you got like that little game shit when you check it and they be like, yo, this did this many views or that many views or whatever. Did it ever tell you how many TVs watch the show?
Like what kind of certain devices watch the show?
Yeah, because I was doing the shit, like I think it was last month the shit told me that like 78 TVs, 78 viewers watch Spliffing Balls through their TV.
No, I haven't caught that on my analytics yet, but maybe I wasn't looking for that.
It's like it'll pop up like mad small in like one of the question things sometimes. Cause when I seen it was mad tiny, like you gotta really look out for that shit.
But on the app that I use to make sure you guys click any of the links in the bio, and if you into the audio form, we everywhere right now. You know what I'm saying? We up to episode 206, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm just dropping episodes on the audio. The analytics on that tell me like Spotify or Google Podcasts or the different ones where people are really looking at it for.
Yeah.
And on the Spotify, for some reason, we on the home page for podcasts. So we get a lot of impressions from there. And impressions are important because that mm-hmm. means people are looking or clicking at it mm-hmm. or paying attention to it. You know what I'm saying? So Shout out to everybody that's been on the audio journey with us as well and on this visual journey as well. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. Y'all are the man and woman. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. That's a fact.
Y'all the peoples. You heard?
Matter of fact, speaking about that, Split.
What's going on?
Shout out time to the new subscribers. We got Diamond DD, 1997. Shout out to you. Rock Block. Shout out to you. Tony Graham. Shout out to you, my guy. And Allen Games, a gaming channel.
Okay.
Shout out to you. I was just sitting here before we started the episode. I was playing my MLB The Show character. My son in his 21st season. You know what I mean? 860 home runs in his career.
Comedy.
That's a fact, man. But shout out to all the new subscribers. Shout out to all the first time and last time listeners. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. You know
what I mean? Shout out to all the returning viewers.
That's a fact, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody that engages in the comments.
Word.
We pay attention to the comments and I reply on each comment. You know what I mean? So make sure that you say something. Leave a smoke cloud. Y'all know that's our joint right there. And keep it ball rolling. You know what I mean? But what's good, Spliff? What you seen in the news? What you seen that piqued your interest? Any topics that you had in mind that you wanted to specifically speak on? The world is yours, kid.
Yo. Yo, I don't do enough battle rap shit. Back to the shits. Midnight Bars, I just seen the card. Fire. Shout out to B-City. Shout out to We Go Hard TV. That card is fire. I'll go do the rundown on that later.
That's the way you said to it?
Nah, I just seen that shit a few minutes ago. I ain't gonna front. I don't even know if they got it out, but the homie sent it and I seen it. And I'm like, yo, where you get this at? It's probably in the chat, though. Shout out to She Goes Hard, you know what I mean? Heavy on the ES. Shout out to the ladies, you know what I mean? They do their thing heavy. Damn, I'm so mad I did that. It's Midnight Bars, it's Chrome 23, it's Queen of the Ring, all on one weekend. I'm just saying, y'all, enjoy what's going on out here, you heard? I believe, if I'm not wrong, it's Chrome 23 on Saturday, as well as We Go Hard, I believe.
Fire.
And then Queen of the Ring is on Sunday.
A Sunday's Queen of the Ring with We Go Hard.
I'm not sure, but it's a lot of fire shit going down, man. We got TS versus Chi-Rock. We got motherfucking King Money versus Heron. We got fucking, what was the shit? Steam versus Rude Bando. Like, it's mad fire shit coming up, y'all. Just tune in. Don't miss out on what's going on.
My guys.
Shout out to Taz versus Shice Roll. You feel me on the Chrome 23 card. Her debut, Jazz the Rapper versus Big K. It's a lot of shit going on over there, you heard? But shout out to Battle Rap. Hope y'all tune in and watch and all that. Subscribe to Spliff and Bars. And let me see the light up.
Bro, this happened already.
And right? We appreciate all y'all, man. Yeah, that happened. That was fire. Right. And that shit might drop like December ish.
This happened already.
Yeah, that happened like a week and a
half. I just went to the page to see if I could find the one that you're talking about right now.
All right, so the.
But like you said, it's.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on in battle.
You get shit off the humble.
Yeah,
like,
just
yo.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nah.
I'm having the demos.
I'm waiting for niggas to throw it up. Then I'll throw it up right after. I don't even want to.
That's what I mean. You be having the demos.
But, matter of fact, Midnight Bars. Niggas don't watch this show enough. We need y'all to watch it. So we're going to give the exclusive because no one else got it. Who else talking? But, you know what I mean? Midnight Bars, City back with some fire. Why I'm taking so long to find this
car? Shout out to you, City. I see you, man. Your podcast is dope. I love the setup. You know what I'm saying? I need to link up with you so we could do it. I've been trying to get you on the pod. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to make that happen.
Yo, man.
He's a busy man.
Fuck it, man. We're going to do the card right now. You heard?
Yeah,
fuck it, man.
Do the rundown.
Yo, Midnight Bars, the reboot. I need y'all to tune in. Midnight Bars, the reboot. It's a city called B-City. We not playing. Hear this out right now. Steams versus Rude Bando. King Money versus Heron.
Those both my guys, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Steams and Rude. I know Rude Bando for a while.
Jade versus Ty Main.
Okay.
We got Notorious Notice versus Ralph Bucky. You feel me? The energy is different. We got Brooklyn Carter versus Henny Number 3.
You really got bad eyes?
My shit bad.
My son had to zoom in.
Kid Rock Dollars versus Buds. Uncle Flip Buds versus Sin Flea. Facts. Kid Rock Dollars versus Buds. Fire.
Ain't that... Wait.
You seen some before.
Don't he do music?
He do music, yeah.
Didn't I have him at an event?
Did we have Kid Rock? I don't think so.
He came through with the little crew. He had like a crew with him, right? At Rogers? That was probably the one that you missed. I think he was at one of the events, bro.
Well, shout out to Kid Rock Dollars. I wasn't at the event, so you probably
right. He Tompkins, right?
Huh?
Tompkins, right?
Nah.
Where he from?
Fall Rock.
Kid Rock
Dollars. Shout out to Kid Rock Dollars, man. Tune into the music. Piffy P got music out there too. Tune into the G Boys. D Dub, what's happening, gang? Yo, Penny Henny, my son Ralph Bucky. You already know how I like the G Boys. Yo, Captain Live, what's good, gang? You feel me? Pyrex versus Freddie D. Freddie got him. You heard? So, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. It's a lot of fire battles here. I'm not even going to hold you. It's tough to call it. Go spend your... How much City want for the ticket? The ticket, $45. We on Livonia with it. 318 Livonia. You on?
We in the hood with it.
December 17, man, on a Sunday, man. Main event Sunday. You heard they bringing that back. You heard main event Sunday with the big dogs battle at. You feel me? So we off that, but enjoy it. Subscribe to We Go Hard TV and check out all the fire battles that's out. Tay Rock and Gunpowder Pat is out right now. Drop today. Watch that. Tune in. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody. Make sure y'all tune in to that Dizzy and Cap Live. You know what I'm saying? Shit is out right now. You know what I mean?
We put a new cover on it so y'all niggas think
it's a
new pack.
It was a nice summer day.
It's a fact.
What's good, Spliff, man? We back at it, man. Snicker Snoop Live to everybody.
I ain't mad
at him neither. I'm with him too. Did it for, right?
I'm not smoking that PU weed no more. Y'all pass it to me and it tastes all right. I might keep smoking, but if it's doodle, here, return back to sender. You feel
that
me?
Bring it back. Like some backyard boogie. But he was promoting a smokeless stove.
What?
He was promoting a smokeless stove. That's why he said said he's giving up the smoke. You gotta talk, my boy. It's an audio podcast.
My bad. My bad, y'all. A smokeless stove.
Yeah.
Where the fuck smoke come in with the stove, bro? Yo, electric? The gas? Fuck is a smokeless stove? All them shits is smokeless, bro.
Oh, no, excuse me. Snoop Dogg trolled everybody and reveals he's giving up smoke. Announcement was for a smokeless fire pit. This shit right here.
That's fire. He got it. So he got it. No smoke.
Yeah.
He got it. He got it. That's fire. Because you said stove. I'm like, bro, stove? What is this?
I was trying to remember it off the
head. Nah, you good, gang.
But yeah, so then he posted on Thanksgiving. You saw so the post he posted, he was smoking.
Smokeless stove.
Shout out to Snoop, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do, man. He's a brand, bro.
You know what he's doing?
And we
because niggas heard Snoop. And shout out to the niggas that was bozo saying, "I ain't gonna stop, bro. I'm gonna stop smoking, Snoop." Bro, I thought Snoop was trying to let niggas know it's a lot of dude weed out here.
Meek Mill, Coi LeRae. I'm gonna stop smoking because Snoop says stop smoking. Come on, bro. Stop riding the trends, bro. You see what we doing right now.
Nah, but you know what that was? Niggas went vegan for a minute. You heard? Niggas was out here like, fuck it. Stop everything. It's cool, man.
I could dig it because I'm gonna go on a little, probably 2 to 4 week break.
Well, no smoking?
Yeah, just to clear my system out real quick. Get rejuvenated, you know what I'm saying? We about to end the fourth quarter strong and then the new year, we're gonna go crazy. Couple
weenless episodes, man. I hope y'all pray for us, cause I might join them in that, just so Jesus could complete the missions.
You know what I mean?
Cause I ain't gonna fight. A good smoke break is necessary. You come back, start appreciating your weed and all that.
You know what I mean? Time to time, and I ain't do it in about 16 years.
If I hold this 1 second, my bad.
I just smoke it and cook it. You rolling something? You know what I mean? But shout out to Snoop. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do to get that check. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fuck.
It just makes sense.
Just makes sense. Get a couple downs.
Shout out to Phantom, man. Shout out to Phantom. Let me see where we going, Smith. Let me see where we going. What's good?
Let's see what the Bible say.
So the story. Let's just recap the story and let's do, you know,
yeah,
news.
You know what happened.
News comes in every day. We ain't really touch on it too long, so I'm glad we didn't pause, but I'm glad we didn't because more has come out. The Diddy and Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
So, he settled the lawsuit.
Rappy, though.
You know what that means? That means
manifest.
I don't want nothing to get out. You know what I'm saying? So, let's just settle this and close it out and leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? So, he settled the lawsuit, but now I'm gonna call it the Bill Cosby effect. You know what I'm saying? Now women coming
different way.
Yeah, now women coming from everywhere talking about, yeah, he raped me, he drugged me, he did this, he did that. Three women have come out so far.
Three?
Yeah. And said multiple things like that of that nature. So how you feel about that now? We really didn't go to, you know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying. Sniggas with money acting no crazy. Diddy got mash money.
Yeah.
So, did. I don't know.
Does that give you a right to do shit like that, though?
Nah, but y'all let him do it for like the most part. Like y'all gonna tell? Oh yeah, we went to 8 parties and he did it every time. Like, don't be saying shit like that.
Yeah, cause that's what shout out to Marlon Rory. That's what they said. Like, the industry just keep protecting people like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And mainly, I think it's because the industry, in not as a whole, but a large percentage, is probably that predator mentality. You know what I'm saying? So
small fuckers making money off of Diddy and they keeping him around.
say what it is.
Shit, and he making money off people that's been dead for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Big and a lot of other people that's been in his corner that passed away, unfortunately.
And let's be real, man. Bad Boy, the money that came in the beginning with Mason and Big is what got the rest of these niggas on.
Shit, even imagine, what was it that he was in? He was on before Bad Boy, Uptown Records?
Yeah.
Bro, ain't everybody that was on there basically gone? Andre Harrell passed away, right? His wife, Kim Porter, was his assistant, so she was under that label.
Gone.
She passed away. Chris Lighty, I believe, was...
It's probably like one or two R&B acts that still alive. Everybody else is gone.
What's the name? Babyface, if I'm not mistaken?
Yo, you seen the shit with his mans?
Who? Who?
Half-Pierre.
Diddy, man?
Yeah.
Nah, Bobby.
Going through the same shit Diddy going through.
Same accusations?
They charging him with shits too right now, too. Son that was always behind Diddy with no facial hair, nasty work. Can't trust these niggas, man.
Rest in peace to Raul from Terror Squad.
Rest in peace, gang.
Passed away, you know what I'm saying? That's tough when your man is a superstar and he make his mans like known. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know who this is. That nigga don't rap or nothing. Y'all know who this is though. This is my man.
My mans.
It's tough right there. Rest in peace to him. But Diddy, I don't know, bro. Like, these shits is hard to get away from and hard to fight. It don't matter how much money you got. We know Bill Cosby had the Fetty. He still had to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it's looking good for Diddy or not, so...
They probably still supporting
him. Yo, when I was younger, Spliff, son, I used to look up to Diddy. Like, I used to be like, yo, I wanna be like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, the business mindset and how he was just getting to it, you know what I'm saying? I used to be like, damn, that's somebody that I would like to emulate what he's doing, right? Mm-hmm. But then as time goes by and you started hearing more stories and shit like that.
He's a sick fuck.
You could say that, right? He's a sick fuck, or damn, he's not doing shit the right way. You know what I'm saying? Or other shit that you're going to dislike about it.
Son, he had a double date with Steve Harvey and Lori Harvey. You have to relax, Diddy.
And Cassie was a teenager when he got with her, right?
Young girl.
And what's the name of super young right now, right? Shorty from the City Girls that he with? She's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's at least 20 years younger than him.
She under 30.
Even if not, that's still 20 years because he's like 50-something, 60.
50-something.
Close to 60, bro.
Nah, I don't think it's close to 60.
Yeah, that nigga close to 60, bro. We gonna check right now.
I don't think he passed 55 yet, but I don't know. I think... J53, them niggas had they shit the same day or some shit.
54. Yeah, he 54.
Yeah.
All right, that's close to 60 though. But I'm just saying.
More joints you need.
I don't know. It's not looking too good for you, my boy. You better keep your head low and keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
It's P. Diddy, bro.
Brother Love.
That nigga ain't getting no trouble.
You don't think so, bro?
His mans went down. All the other niggas around him went down.
Today is the day after Thanksgiving 2023. We'll document on? We'll document this.
Wait, but no more Sean John and Macy's. Yeah, I forgot.
There's about to be a lot of shit like that. They took it off. They going to stop promoting him and stop advertising him. There's a lot of people that's going to take their stuff away from him. You know what I'm saying? So... That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if that's your definitive answer.
He still got Revolt, though.
Yeah, but for how long?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're going to see. So, all right, if we saying it like that, right? When they take out Paul's the head, the rest of the body drop, right?
Yeah.
So, no, pause. Super pause. Y'all niggas is wilding over there on the screen. I know, because he's wilding. He's giggling right now. Alright, so look, right? Diddy is Huddy Up, Huddy Up, Bye Bye, right? If he's Huddy Up, Huddy Up, Bye Bye, what happens to Drink Champs and all these other shits that's on Revolt? Like, Revolt got a lot of people. Well, Drink Champs, been giving money to.
Drink Champs got contracts with different people, so they probably be good. But like you saying, there's a lot of other, like, they got, but they got the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club should be good on that note. You know what I'm saying?
That should still go around.
The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club is on Revolt and BET now. Like, video.
All right, hold on. So it's the,
it's still the radio. It's still the radio show, but they also got it on visual now on Revolt and on BET. So the clips that you see on YouTube, they got the whole show on TV. I'm so surprised off that news.
Wait. So it's
off the smoke.
So it's Charlamagne still on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne
and
Envy?
Oh, yeah. And they rotate the third guest.
Oh, so they got a bullshit third person for
I don't know. They be having, like, Jess Hilarious. She's there most of the time.
But it's just empty spots. They just switch up with whoever could be there.
Yeah, and if not, it's, like, a guest. I think it's dope, the format that they have right now.
Niggas just got subs. Niggas coming off the bench. Shit, crazy. Yo, let the show go, bro. It's done. Like, this show never gonna, this shit here. I've been telling niggas, all right, y'all might just see two niggas here, three niggas here. We still here. Shit ain't finishing. So, when y'all see new people on the show, don't act surprised. We just needed some subs and niggas coming off the bench too, you heard? I'm just saying, respect what's going on. Relax. You feel me? Don't get fucked up when you see niggas in here looking like the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, whoa! Boop, 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 boop! But, yo.
But Diddy need to chill. So.
So Hov Pierre.
Yeah.
P. Diddy. Former, y'all gotta relax.
Former Bad Boy Dirty president word. And label hit with sexual assault negligence lawsuit after the Diddy settlement.
Dirty work.
Nigga said... Oh, this is, I saved the 50 Cent post. He said, I told you they coming in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shaking my head. This is a movie, surviving P. Diddy or Diddy, do it or not.
The second one good.
Diddy, do it or not. He's
a, that's fire.
That nigga 50 Cent.
That's balls. That's balls. I'm sorry. Yo, did you see that movie trailer?
To what?
So the movie that niggas thinking that 50 did?
What?
You didn't see that shit? Let me show you something. About to have you weak. I ain't gonna cop. This shit is hilarious. This shit's so good. I gotta let the G see it because he ain't gonna believe me.
It's like a fake movie that they say Diddy did. Raising Canaan coming back December 1st. It's about to be lit. I want to talk about, we was talking about music videos a couple pods ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like that first person shooter video. You watched it? Yeah. Drake and Cole?
Fat Boy did a good pop out on that.
What Fat Boy?
The fat dude that's on the shit.
Hmm. What shit? Fat Boy that's on what shit?
The fat dude from The Office.
That was fire.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. Found what you looking for?
I don't wanna click the wrong thing. You know, this should be wilder.
Mm-hmm.
No, not this.
Saying, so make sure you guys go like, comment, subscribe, but
my bad for the pause, y'all. So basically, it's a movie about a CEO becoming a famous rapper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some raw story shit? That's crazy. This nigga 50 is different, bro. That's crazy.
So niggas is like, yo, did 50 do this shit? Like,
So go ahead, explain to the people.
So basically,
oh, nah, this is a parody.
But it's a movie. This shit really about to be outside, bro.
Some 2B shit?
to be exclusive for sure facts. So basically, nigga, is niggas doing a whole Rick Ross story on Rick Ross being a CEO to a rapper and all the shits that go on between the shits, you feel me?
Yeah.
And niggas putting a caption that 50, is 50 in the credits? Like, boy, 50 gotta be in the credits. That shit look too funny, son. That shit is hilarious. Fuck around with Pimp Curly if you want, nigga.
Yeah, but I like that music video a lot.
That first person shooter?
Yeah, it made me feel like a 90s video like Wu-Tang or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit was tough, bro. I can't lie. I like that video.
How you feel about Evil Ways?
Who's that? Drake?
Drake and Cole. The second song for the new shits that they had added.
From Scary Hours?
Spooky Hours, yeah.
Spooky Hours. I didn't hear that song. I didn't listen to that project. I'm gonna have to go back and listen.
We watch it, Breaking Buzz, we listened to that.
Shit tough?
Tough.
Okay.
Fire.
Okay.
You think you like first person shooter? Oh man. Evil Ways is wicked.
Staying in the hip hop lane, let me just ask you real quick, who you think got control of the game right now? Like as in regions? East, west, north, south.
Kendrick, you cool?
I'm glad you said that name.
Right.
Because that's going to be the discussion.
You about to be heated. Kendrick, you cool and all that, bro? But Nipsey still got the West. R.I.P., you heard?
All right. But who got the game right now? The South still running the game?
No. I was about to just go in from West, South, North thing. But Colin, Drake got it. Want to be dead ass.
I hear you. Alright, so back like in 2013, like 2011 to like 2018, that was really, like, that was the West, right? That was Kendrick, Nipsey, Gang.
Yeah.
The West was holding it down, right? The hip hop game. They lost it.
It goes in rotation, like how Stack says it's a rotation.
When the East gonna get it back then.
We building a stronger foundation. Mm. You feel me? I had an argument with the homie about Philly and New York, right?
Yeah.
And like I got a high respect for Philly. So he had said some shit like we the little big cousin, y'all the little big cousin. I wasn't jacking it. Respectfully, niggas is family.
We the little big cousin of Philly?
Yeah, and they the big little cousins. That shit dumb. They cousins. We cousins. That's it. Them niggas do what they do. We do what we do. Like, that. I ain't trying to go too crazy. Like, he tried to do that shit because, like, they say New York is the Mecca. That's cool. We all. But a lot of shit has changed from those Mecca times.
Yeah.
It's more different locations lit. Niggas is rapping on the internet. You could be lit in, like, a fucking day.
Yeah.
Shout to your favorite grandma, man. I like her shit. You heard?
There's so many different ways to put music out right now than it was back in the day. That shit I put you on. She was driving in the car?
Yeah, she fire. She got me. That video fire. That video she got is fire. And she had her shit playing in the radio over there in, was she Tennessee or Memphis or some shit like that? I'm sorry if I'm getting it wrong, but I know she around them parts.
Yeah.
Detroit?
I don't know.
She fired him.
That's what's up. Tiffany Haddish got caught for a DUI. She got arrested. Driving drunk.
People gotta stop playing. Oh, yo. You can take those.
Alright, copy. What else you saw in the news that had raised your... I read the story about Michael Orr and his parents. You saw that movie Blindside?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that they took him for money, bro. So.
They took his story and.
Yeah, basically. Got you gypped. Know what I'm saying? They took his story and just took whatever they could from it type shit. But they trying to fight it back and all that type shit. So. Let's see what happens with that. But
hopefully shit work out. But like, people gotta remember, like,
that movie was tough. But he always said that that movie didn't portray him as it was in real life. And I mean, you never get that, you know what I mean? Because it's a movie and you gotta sensationalize certain shit.
And
they
gotta make it more
entertaining and shit like that. Like, yeah, he's a dumb athlete that didn't know much. But he like, yo, I've been playing football and I'm, you know what I mean? It's just that I was in a certain situation with my parents and shit like that. So the people that did bring me in, you know what I mean? But he's saying that they basically like used his story for their gain. You know what I'm saying? So,
in the words of Rafe, you signed off your likeness. You fucked up. Maybe shit, I don't know. Tough. We don't know.
Shit is tough.
Shit is nasty outside.
Shit is tough out here, bro. I can't lie, bro. But you saw this story where they saying that Lil Boosie is putting a lawsuit out on Rod Wave.
Yeah, something about his song or something. He took like a hook up verse or like that.
But now they saying, like, I saw this other story, I'll show you, but they saying he's basically taking verses from plenty of artists. Like, he took
Rod Wave.
He took a Jay-Z verse. He took a Tupac verse.
I mean,
Drake does it plenty of times, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'll sample some fire shit to make you just fall in that vibe with shit. So, I mean, if niggas is mad, then get your money. If it's valid, if it's not that valid, bro, because people took other shit from other people. So you took a line from some nigga that's not gonna be in the spotlight.
Niggas used to say Big took Hov took Big lines.
Definitely did a couple times, but who's suing you?
They say I take a Big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my borough,
and bigging up my pocket. Fucking, I guess I like it. I fuck with it. I played it.
That's like that's not full plagiarism. That's like in school when you was writing something, and they was like, "Yo, you could take something from somebody just like a sentence to reference your argument of what you're making."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's to a point of.
So if he took like a bar, if he took a bar or two,
spicing up your shit. Like,
yeah, if he took a bar or two and it fits with his song, but his song is original.
You inspired me, bro.
Cause listen.
I heard this shit so many times, I made my own verse to this shit.
How you?
Biggie said it, Jay said it, then Wayne said it. Everyone does it in a way.
How you feel about Rod Wave, period, though? I fuck with Rod Wave. I like his music.
He's top five out of the young niggas.
Right now.
Yeah.
I want
my homie went to the concert, and nigga showed me some... Nigga, why
got the crowd moving and everything, right? Yeah, I fuck with Rod Wave. So if it's more in that vein of what we talking about, like you inspired by that and it fits with what you saying, so you took a bar or two and you just spiced it up.
Pay the people you need to pay. That's it.
And if that's the case, yeah, because a lot of niggas that you doing it from or taking it from, they about their money, so they more of, yeah.
Yo, the thing is, some of y'all rappers that's not irrelevant like that right now are suing these young dudes because they lit. They got the bag that you're not getting. Get your money.
Yeah.
If they took something from you, you feel they took your shit, then sue them and get your money. Yeah. If not, go to them. Make a song and get some money with them.
Yeah, that's a
fact. Why is No Boosie not on the remix of the song? You took my shit. Either pay me or I'm on the next shit and we get money together. What's up?
I thought they would have been a good fit anyways. Why are they on a song together regardless? You know what I'm saying? I think they're a good fit. I fuck with Boosie. I fuck with Wave. You know what I mean? But
it could work, man. Yeah, it's just the business part of this shit that get crazy. Some people take their creativity... Well, the shit they create to another level, so they don't want no one playing games. I remember Nori saying he don't like people remixing his shit, right? Some people don't want you doing their shit over. It's just, it is what it is.
That's a fact.
So, if y'all want to sue Raw Wave, do y'all thing. If shit work out, it work out for y'all. Because y'all got, y'all supposed to have the higher bag. So, if y'all don't got good enough lawyers to get y'all money back, y'all got to do something else to get bread.
Yeah. True.
It's real shit.
True.
Because...
shit is, again, shit is vicious out here in these streets, bro.
Playing with Birdman money, playing with his name. Boosie want money.
Shout out to Raw Wave, man. Shout out, man, to everybody involved in that, man.
Raw Wave got good music, man. I understand where y'all trying to hate and take some of that money, but y'all gotta relax, y'all. Y'all gotta relax.
What else you got for this, man, for the people?
Yo, I appreciate all y'all watching, you feel me? Our battle this weekend, you feel me? High Tide, if I'm not wrong. I gotta check the books. No, it's a Turbulence, I'm bugging. It's a Turbulence cards. Shout out the Sky League and all that. Shout out the Water League. I fuck with y'all niggas too, you feel me? Come out to Staten Island, y'all. Spend a couple dollars. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Lex out there doing some good events and all that, you feel me? He upping it for the culture and all that and all that. Nah, for real, man. It's crazy. Yo,
you got any money on Thanksgiving?
Nah. FanDuel didn't do me no justice, boy. There's mad games going on right now, but I don't know.
Yeah. So we about to close this episode out, man. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and everything like that. Shout out to Don Cole. Shout out to Choon Choon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we'll be back at y'all real soon. Make sure y'all check out all the past content. And we'll be back at y'all real soon. Breaking Buds coming soon.
Go on the podcast app and check the episodes out. Spotify, check the episodes out. You feel me? It's a lot of new shit there. Well, it's old new shit, but watch it. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
You know what I mean? So...
you feel me?
For Don Cole, for Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's D-Rick and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do.
Like, comment, subscribe, bitches.
Yeah, Spliff and Bars.
Highest niggas on the net, man. We outside.
1,000 subscribers and counting, you heard?
Trying, man. We outside.
Cause we the